Once again, you're with Rise Up Radio, WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. The Third Wave Foundation is a feminist activist foundation and the only national foundation dedicated to supporting young women ages 15 to 30. They may seem small, but they pack a lot of punch. And today we're going to get an update on a scholarship opportunity from the Third Wave that is available to young women attending college and engaged in work for social justice.
We're joined on the phone by Mia Herndon with Third Wave. Welcome to Rise Up.
Thank you for having me.
Can you just first, Mia, describe what the scholarship is about and who's eligible?
Sure. So I guess I'd first like to say that we fund scholarships because we believe young women leaders should and can continue creating change in their communities while in school. And we want to help them make a real contribution to the world instead of taking on, like, another loan or a third job or what happens to be, like, the prohibitive cost of education in this country. And we fund young women and transgender activists, both graduate and undergraduate students, at vocational, technical, community, state, and private universities. We have a specific fund allocated within our larger scholarship, also called the Woodlake Scholarship, which is specifically for young women of color who prioritize social justice and recognize the value of work done in the spirit of justice and equality over academic performance. So what that means is, like, we're not necessarily strong. We don't have a strong hold necessarily in your grades, but rather your commitment and vision.
So who are some examples of the folks that have benefited from this scholarship? How many years has it been in place?
It's been in place as long as we've been giving grants, so since 97, right? Uh-huh. And so that means, like, over the last, we've given about 70 grants or scholarships for about $170,000 in the last 6 years. And so I can give you an example of a couple people who just received grants this past spring, summer cycle. One person is named Tristan Card. She attends the University of North Carolina in Asheville. She's 18 years old, African American, who will be the first in her family to attend college. She's majoring on mass communications and political science to give her the skills and education to work in the social justice field. She's been responsible for founding the first multicultural organization at her predominantly white high school, organized an annual cultural fair, and is a key supporter of the Environmental Club and the Gay-Straight Alliance. Then there's Siring Dongtok, who's at the University of Washington. She's a 21-year-old Tibetan woman entering her junior year as an international studies and political science major. In high school, she attended a boarding school for Tibetan refugees, and upon returning to the States, began volunteering at local human rights organizations, founded the Seattle chapter of the Tibetan Youth Congress, and co-founded a local chapter of Amnesty International. This upcoming year, she's going to be studying in China with the ultimate goal of becoming a lawyer with the United Nations. And then another, I guess the last one I can give you an example of is Jen Lindsay. She's at the Heller School for Social Policy. She's a 26-year-old folk singer, activist pursuing an MBA in mission-driven management and theater management. So in 2001, she founded an independent progressive record label designed to support social justice artists. She spent the last three years driving around the country performing songs, teaching activist chants, conducting workshops at high schools, colleges, community groups, and festivals. And she now focuses her studies on learning about nonprofit management, fundraising, and arts advocacy, so she can build her own self-sustaining artist collective. So that's just an example of some of the women that we've supported.
So how do these scholarships fit in with your larger mission?
Well, our larger mission is to support the vision and voices of young women ages 15 to 30 to really nurture and sustain the environment of social justice. And we recognize that one of the huge ways in which young people's leadership is impacted is their ability, is the lack of resources that go to support their work. You know, and this really came from members of an organization. Like, we didn't just come out the air and be like, oh, maybe we should have a scholarship fund. It was more like members talk to us over time about what the needs are of young women in this country. And scholarships was one of the things that came up often, and so we went with it.
All right. Well, Mia Herndon from the Third Wave Foundation, how can folks get more information? The applications are actually due October 1st, we wanted to mention. So if if folks want to look it up, how can they call you or look online for the information?
There are two ways. So you can call us at 212-675-0700, 212-675-0700, or you can look online, which has both the application and guidelines available, and the website is thirdwavefoundation.org. It's all lowercase, no spaces, thirdwavefoundation.org.
Great. Well, October 1st is the deadline. So, Mia, thanks a lot for coming on Rise Up Radio.
Thanks for having me, and have a good show.
Great.
Take care.
You too. Well, we're going to wrap up. We got one quick announcement for you. There's an anti-gentrification street fair on Tiemann Place. That's 124th Street tomorrow, all day. Tiemann Place between Broadway and Riverside. There will be food and music. And it's a benefit for the Coalition to Preserve Community in their fight for accountability from the Columbia administration as Columbia plans to level West Harlem, well, a part of it, and expand into West Harlem. Anti-gentrification street fair tomorrow, and check it out. Don't have the phone number with me right now, but it's the Coalition to Preserve Community, and they're a really great group that has been on Rise Up Radio before. So thanks for listening, and we're wrapping up here.
Okay, you've been listening to Rise Up Radio, a production of Free Radio Youth Collective. I'm Curtis with Nell. We'd like to thank our guests, Kelly Cross, Jake Toole, Laura Des Hunter, Dean Spade, Bran Fenner, Jake Pine, Stephen Baseman, and Jessica Holland.
And you can always find archives of our show on our website, riseupradio.org. We don't always post them as speedy as we'd like to, but try to get them up there, riseupradio.org. You can always call us with comments as well, 212-209-2948, 212-209-2948. And I think we're going out with some music from Ani DiFranco. Before that, we heard The Coup earlier on. Also heard some music from AWOL compilation and Les Nubians today on the show. So you've been listening to Rise Up Radio. Stay tuned here always to your Peace and Justice radio station, WBAI New York.
Peace.